Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Russian authorities are confirming a total of more than 140 dead in the wake of Friday's terrorist attack in Moscow. It happened during a sold-out rock concert. Gunmen opened fire into the crowd. ISIS-K claiming credit for the attack.
And in fact, what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
Vice President Kamala Harris. Meanwhile, there's a memorial growing outside the concert hall where the attack happened. USA's Laura Winters.
They started shooting people with automatic weapons at random and setting off explosives, which started a massive fire. Russian authorities arresting 11 suspects. Hundreds of people gathering outside the concert hall Saturday night to mourn the victims, lighting candles and leaving teddy bears and other stuffed animals and notes at the scene.
The White House is expecting an Israeli delegation to arrive in Washington, D.C. for high-level talks this week. President Biden invited a team of Israeli officials to visit during a recent phone call with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. At the same time, House Speaker Mike Johnson has said that he wants to invite the Prime Minister to speak to Congress about the conflict against Hamas in Gaza. Gale force winds could be to blame for more than 100,000 power outages in the far northeastern U.S. On Sunday night, power outages were widespread across much of coastal Southwest Maine. According to the website poweroutage.us, there were more than 116,000 utility customers without electricity as of 9 p.m. Sunday. Pressured to address implications about a potential gambling scandal, Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is set to speak to the media for the first time on Monday. These the first public statements being made by Ohtani since news of his former interpreter's case surfaced. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
One U.S. senator says there were warnings from the U.S. sent to the Russian government about the potential for terrorist attacks like the one in Moscow on Friday. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia tells Fox News Sunday Russian President Vladimir Putin would not listen.
Vladimir Putin gave a speech on Tuesday discounting the warning, saying we were trying to meddle and create confusion. We also warned Iran a couple months ago about a potential attack by ISIS-K there.
There's a push ongoing to remove yet another House Speaker from his position, USA's John Schaefer.
Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene is advocating for the removal of House Speaker Mike Johnson from his position. Greene has submitted a motion to remove Johnson from the speakership because of his endorsement of a government spending bill exceeding $1 trillion. Conservatives oppose the bill due to its absence of significant spending reductions.
Search and rescue teams in California say they've located the body of hiker Caroline Meister. The sheriff's office said search and recovery efforts wrapped up Friday after her body was found at the base of a waterfall, this in the Ventana Wilderness situated within the Los Padres National Forest. Investigators have said they saw no signs of foul play.
Help!
The man behind the Academy Award-winning soundtrack to the Dune movies, Hans Zimmer, taking his next-gen movie soundtrack show on the road once again, hitting 17 cities starting September 6th in Duluth, Georgia. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and while you were sleeping, Oh, Lord have mercy. Where do we begin here? All Democratic senators vote no to stop any funding of illegals being flown into the country. I mean, to me, it seems like a basic proposition here, right? We don't want illegals here. We don't want our government spending our money flying illegals into the country. It's bad enough what's happening at the border. And like I said, while you were sleeping, what happened, I don't know if you saw this, but hundreds of illegal aliens massed outside of El Paso, Texas, and marched toward our border. Imagine this. Members of the Texas National Guard attempted to block them, but the mob attacked our troops and stampeded over the border. You heard that right. They overwhelmed our National Guard. Now, what does that tell you about these illegal aliens? I mean, they believe they could get away with this assault on our country, and if this isn't proof of just how much the open borders left has weakened our country, I don't know what else you need to hear. Selwyn Duke is with us. He is the writer with The New American, The Hill Observer, The American Conservative, WorldNet Daily, American Thinker, and many other print and online publication reports. Selwyn, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks a lot. It's great to be with you today.
Well, always enjoy this time together. If you don't mind, if we just take a little bit of a detour here, I wasn't necessarily planning on talking about immigration right off the bat with you, because we are going to talk about this government equity official, which is another box checker within the administration. But that is just the Biden administration, and we just have to see it for what it is, just like we have to see what's happening at the border. This is amazing. I mean, you know, the Republicans, I mean, they put a vote up, over the weekend, I guess on Friday, to say, look, we're not going to spend any money to fly because we're hearing, you know, we're flying hundreds of thousands of illegals. Forget about going to a border. They're just being flown into the interior of the country and dropped off God knows where. And so Congress acts on it. The Senate says, hey, look, stop. We got to stop this from happening. And every single Democratic senator voted against the bill. I mean, what does that say about the Democratic Party and Joe Biden?
Yeah, it says something very, very dark, Bill. And this alone, even if you didn't know anything else about politics, would be enough of a reason not to vote Democrat this fall. This is absolutely by design, of course. Again, I always say it, can't lives on Wall Street, as the saying goes.
Exactly.
If the left didn't want this invasion to be occurring, it wouldn't be occurring. All the laws are there to secure the border. And what they're doing is they are importing new voters, people who, when they're naturalized, will vote Democrat. Overwhelmingly, statistics have shown that Not only that, maybe you've talked about this on your show, but there's the apportionment issue as well. Because the fact is, many people previously weren't aware of this. I think more are becoming aware of it now. But the number of congressional seats that a state will have is determined by its population. Well, when they conduct the census, what they do is they don't just count the number of citizens in a state, but the number of, quote, persons. Therefore, you can increase your representation in Congress and hence your power by having illegal aliens in your state. And this is very significant, more than people think, because understand this. Since the number of representatives is set at 435, this means that if a blue state imports illegal aliens and increases its representation, those seats are taken away from more traditional states that are going by the rules. So they are importing a foreign army for the purposes, in part, of stealing congressional seats from better-run states and hence stealing power from those states. It's striking.
So whether they're, you know, if you can't stack the court, we'll just stack Congress. Right?
Right.
I mean, this is their way. I mean, it's nothing, and really what they're doing here is nothing different than what LBJ strategized back in the mid-60s and how to get to minorities to vote Democrat. They bought them. They bought them with our money, with our taxpayer money, and here we are. Joe Biden is affecting the same thing. And this is all, see, again, people forget what Barack Obama said. You know, when he talked about the fundamental transformation of America, this is the fundamental transformation of America, part two. And it's being fully employed by and executed by Joe Biden and the Democrats. I mean, this is just this is absolutely disgusting what they're doing in terms of our America here, Zoen.
Yeah, it is. It is. And what it comes down to is that old saying, if you can't get the people to change the government, change the people. That's what they're doing. And, of course, this was happening via legal immigration for a very long time. I want to make that very clear. And that's why I point out to conservatives who will say, well, you know, I believe in immigration. I just want it done legally. The problem with our current immigration regime is that it ensures that we're going to be importing people who are socialism-minded in general and who in general will vote Democrat. Illegal migration is an exacerbation of the problem, but it's not a problem. That's how I always put it. Now, let me also say something. You mentioned that outrage of flying. The number we heard is 320,000 people into the interior of the country. I believe using taxpayer money. Understand, that's terrible. It's treasonous in and of itself. But it's also part and parcel of a wider phenomenon, Bill, and that's that we're seeing a complete breakdown of the rule of law in our society being advanced, being facilitated by the left, okay?
Yeah.
It's of the same piece with all the shoplifting you see that is causing businesses to close down in New York City. A whole mall that was just opened in 2014, and it was beautiful back then, around the World Trade Center area, is shutting down, they say, because crime is so rampant. And, of course, not clamping down on rioters who would run rampant and destroy the country. There are just so many examples of this. Left-wing DAs not really enforcing the laws, just giving criminals a slap on the wrist. Meanwhile, using lawfare against the right, such as what they're doing to Donald Trump.
Exactly.
It's just disgusting. This is how you become a third world country. Let's be very clear about that, Bill.
Yeah, it is happening right before our eyes. And then on top of that, you know, Selwyn, you think, well, where's the Republican Party? I mean, here we have a very small majority in the House, and you've got House members abandoning ship here. What the heck's going on? They're not even filling, filling their obligation to fulfill their term of office. They're leaving early. What have we had, 3-4 congressmen leave early? I mean, don't they realize that we have a slim majority there to manage? And the way this thing is going, the Democrats could end up with the majority in the House by default here, Selwyn.
I know, and this is by design, too. I mean, these representatives who are retiring were never true blue. They were always wolves in sheep's clothing. That's what I would say.
Yeah, but unfortunately, here we are. I mean, this is, you know, people need to wake up and realize how serious this situation is, and that it is really a war between, you know, good and evil. I hate to put it in those terms, but that's exactly what's going on. When somebody is going to ignore the rule of law, just as you laid out, and it's being done by one party, well, we've got to call it out for what it is. And we can't be playing patty cake with them right now, can we?
No, not at all. You're right. This is good versus evil. That's the most fundamental way of defining it. In our secular time, it's not fashionable, but it's very, very true. Best way to define it. Yes.
So and Duke with the New American continues with us on the other side.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
A new minimally invasive treatment option for prostate cancer shows successful outcomes without the side effects that often come with surgery or radiation. Prostate cancer affects 1 in 8 men in their lifetimes. The success of MRI-guided transurethral ultrasound ablation, TULSA, represents a revolution in whole-gland treatment for prostate cancer. Patients now have an alternative treatment option that has a favorable side effect profile compared to surgery, radiation, and thermal therapy. In the TULSA procedure, a small catheter-like device is inserted through the urethra into the prostate, where the tissue is heated, killing the cancer cells while protecting the sensitive nerves around the prostate. Dr. Stephen S. Raymond, Professor of Radiology, Urology, and Surgery at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA.
This image-guided therapy maximizes our ability to kill cancer cells while minimizing collateral damage to the prostate to achieve the ultimate trifecta in prostate cancer treatment, full local cancer control while maintaining urinary continence and potency.
For more information, go to sirmeeting.org, sponsored by Society of Interventional Radiology.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablet. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Selwyn Duke with the New American. Selwyn, to put a bow around what we were talking about in this first segment, we got some serious trouble here in River City. And the American people have to wake. We've been sounding the alarm for, it seems like, at least the last decade, if not longer, because we could see what was going on, what was happening with the momentum. And, of course, these include the Obama years, because people just did not want to see the danger of one Barack Obama. They thought, oh, this is all about race, and, you know, we've got the first black president, and, you know, kumbaya, we're all going to be able to get together. And that's, and Barack Obama could have cared less about race. He was on a totally different agenda altogether, as I mentioned and reminded everybody. It's about the fundamental transformation of America. Barack Obama and these academics who sit around in their coffee clutches in the faculty lounge just sit there and throw out theories. And this is what gave us the 1619 Project. It is what has contributed to the denigration of our history, the capturing of our history, and academics and theorists rewriting the significance of this great American experiment. And here we are. We are so vulnerable. And as Ronald Reagan said, all they need is a generation. All it takes, one generation to lose this democratic republic. And dare I say, it's quite scary when I look out over the horizon, Selwyn, and I just feel and have this sense that it's slipping through our fingers right before our eyes.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned what's happening with revisionist history. George Orwell, Bill, put it well. He said that the best way to destroy a people is to obliterate their understanding of their own history. And that has happened. I mean, people have no understanding of what came before. They don't understand the founding of America. The founding fathers have been demonized. And if you believe that our country is a misbegotten place, that the founders were these horrible people, well, then, of course, why would you try to perpetuate what they've bequeathed to us?
Exactly.
No, you wouldn't do that. You would think it needs to be destroyed. And, I mean, I just wrote about that recently, this government equity official who actually said, I can't wait for society to collapse so my ideology can rise from the ashes. We have so many people like that nowadays. And these are individuals who really will destroy the society. And what they don't get is that they're useful idiots. They're Kronstadt sailors, because they don't realize that when the kind of regime that they dream about comes to fruition, they're not going to have the power they fancy. No, they're going to be squashed like grapes. That's what always happens. But it's much easier to destroy than create, Bill. We all know that. And that's why you better be very careful before you start going into this complex machinery that is a civilization and you start moving things around. Mm-hmm. You know, when Barack Obama said fundamental change, you mentioned that, people have to understand what words mean. When someone says fundamental change, what that means is this, an example. If you say your wife needs fundamental change, you don't mean that she just needs a new hairstyle or even a new wardrobe or even just plastic surgery. You mean the very person that she is, the essence of her, has to be altered. That's what you're talking about. So when you hear that word, well, your antenna had better go up. You'd better say, I better get some specificity here. What is he talking about? Because he wants to go into this machinery and he wants to rework it. You better be a very, very wise person. You better have the wisdom of the ages before you even contemplate deep intervention such as that, Bill.
Yeah, you see, and this is where the mainstream media, and I put it on right at the doorstep of the media, because this is their responsibility. They were the ones to vet. And they got outside and got raptured by Obama's bubble. And they got taken in and they got captured at America's expense, sadly. And so here we are living out the reality of what the social engineers come in with these theories. And as you say, what is the empirical evidence that what they have to offer is so much better than what we're doing right now? And the empirical evidence is all negative. It's all death and destruction, just as you said.
Right. Well, absolutely. And you mentioned the media. I've said for a long time that the media, if you're going to view them as one entity, is the most destructive entity perhaps in this whole country. And that's because it has what you could almost call a holy task. Its job is to be a purveyor of information, not misinformation. Mm-hmm. It's our conduit of information, but it's like with a computer. If you feed bad data in, you get bad data out. Garbage in, garbage out. If the media feeds misinformation and disinformation to the people cannot make the correct decisions as to what policies and politicians to support. When you say things, as the media has been doing recently, such as Donald Trump, when he said bloodbath, he was actually referring, this is what they're implying, to an actual bloodbath. He wasn't using the term figuratively. Well, it doesn't matter if you like Trump or not. That's a lie that they're peddling. And you don't peddle lies. This comes down to honesty. I know Jordan Peterson has been talking a lot about honesty. I've talked a lot about it, too. Honesty is such an important virtue, Bill. When a man is dishonest, a liar can be worse than a murderer, because what he does is what I just explained. He feeds bad data into the system, and then garbage out is guaranteed if this happens enough. This is why it's so important for all of us to be honest, and especially with ourselves. You know, what happens? Go ahead. I don't want to dominate the conversation.
Well, no, you're bringing up some great point, and I want to go back to what you were talking about in terms of the fundamental transformation. You're talking about a foundational issue. We're talking about your very identity. It's somebody coming in and saying, Selwyn, you know, you think you're you think that you're a reporter. You think you're a writer. You're not a writer. You're supposed to be picking lemons. It's almost as radical as that. You know, this America, America's identity. That's not what you learned. You know, we're back into the big lie. You know, speaking of the lie, everything you see. What I'm seeing in my age and in my understanding of my faith is everything goes back to the Garden of Eden, where the evil one says, did God really say? And so whether it's Satan himself saying, did God really say, there are these useful idiots that you talk about that are ungodly and unrighteous and are echoing the same question. And if you don't know and you doubt God and you doubt your very being, then you're going to get trampled. And this is where we are right now, Selwyn.
Yes, well, we are. And why is that? In large part, and I've talked about this a lot over the years, it's because everyone is imbued with relativism. If you're rooted to truth, if you have a good grasp of what it is, then you're rooted to something that's permanent, that's immovable. And then you're able to permeate the veneer of lies of the spirit of the age. You're able to see down to the truth. But when you're a relativist, and I've cited this before, that 2002 Barna study that found that even back then, only 6% of teenagers believed in truth. Okay, if you're relativistic, then you can be manipulated very, very easily. So that's a big part of the problem. People's thinking has been so corrupted, Bill. They're just so far from God in that respect. And, you know, how do you find God? Well, as Pascal said, the philosopher, anyone who sincerely searches for God will find him. Sincerely. It comes down to what we were just talking about, honesty. And that's why it's so important to first and foremost be honest with yourself. What characterizes leftists, Bill, is not just that they lie to others, but that they lie to themselves. I don't know how much time I have left, but
we got a minute left. I'll let you summarize it here because just let me add this, quick addendum. What Pascal said is exactly what God said. If you search for me, you'll find me. That's what he said from God's own lips. Go ahead, you wrap it up.
Okay, self-deception is bad for this reason. When you lie to yourself repeatedly over and over again, you start to fall out of touch with reality, because a lie is when you bend reality for yourself. You do this long enough, eventually you're so far out of touch with reality that you can't find it even when you want to. And that's the left. They're deluded. They can't find reality now even when they want to, because of decades of self-control.
You got the blind leading the blind here, Selwyn.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And we know what happens. Jesus said, hey, they both end up getting destroyed, right?
Absolutely. That's what happens. You don't have to be downright evil or of evil intent to be destroyed. You just have to be someone who's fallen victim to enough lies. This is why we have to be engaged. search for the truth.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
USA News Update. One U.S. senator says the world watched as Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the U.S. of meddling in its affairs when the U.S. was sending Moscow a warning about potential terror attacks like the one on Friday. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia telling Fox News Sunday,
"If you want to know the difference between democracies and authoritarians, we will tell nations if we're worried about their civilians. Russia or Iran would never tell us if they had news that there was going to be a terrorist attack in the United States."
Russian authorities have confirmed more than 140 deaths. Gale force winds could be to blame for more than 100,000 power outages in the far northeastern U.S. late in the weekend. On Sunday night, power outages were widespread across much of coastal southwest Maine. According to PowerOutage.us, around 9 p.m., there were more than 116,000 utility customers without electricity. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, because as you realized if you didn't before, as we were talking with Selwyn Duke, the truth matters. And you can see in every area of our lives how when the truth is compromised or obliterated or we refuse it, the kind of trouble we get into, whether it's dealing with a pandemic, open borders, our own economy, just go right on down the line. And it's amazing that the truth has become so obliterated that people have convinced themselves that the lie is the truth. That's how bad it's become. Dr. Richard Bartlett is with us, and we'll further investigate and talk about it, because as it relates to what's going on with these pending pandemics, he is an ER doctor, and he joins us now. Dr. Bartlett, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill Martinez, it's an honor to be with you today.
Well, the honor is ours. We appreciate all your insight and what you're doing there in the front lines of the battle for truth. I mean, and this past week was reported, Dr. Bartlett, that you got Western Minnesota a goat test positive for bird flu. What's going on here?
Okay, so there are thousands of strains of flu, and normally, bird flu is in birds. That's thus the name, bird flu.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But in the last 2 years, we have seen in the media a slow sell that there is bird flu starting to transition naturally, quote unquote, from birds to penguins. penguins to killing sea lions and seals, and the case is being made in the mainstream media that this is going to come to humans just naturally. And so now we have it in a goat, and watch, eventually they're going to say that there's a worldwide pandemic of bird flu in humans. And so it's interesting that about 4 years ago, Dr. Robert Redfield, the CDC director at the time, said that he's at the very beginning of COVID, he said COVID is just a wake-up call. He said the great pandemic will be a bird flu that kills 10 to 15% of the people that gets it. And he says it's a greater risk than China, Korea, Russia to the United States national security. That's what he said years ago. And interestingly, they've been doing this gain-of-function research, which is basically genetic engineering, splicing in and making viruses more dangerous and more contagious. Mm-hmm. And so that's what happened with COVID. You know, it took 3 years for the Department of Energy Intelligence and the FBI to acknowledge that the COVID came from a lab, and it was lab created, man made, a bioweapon. Not just a virus, but a bioweapon.
But they knew this. They were evading the truth for their own protection. Dr. Fauci is a gain of function guy, and so he's protected whenever he was before Congress. I mean, you listen to his responses. This guy did everything he could do to dance to the left, dance to the right, and obfuscate the truth. And Rand Paul did everything he could to, you know, pin him down. But this guy's more slippery than a wet eel. And this report about this goat testing positive, Dr. Barr, this is the first, people need to understand, this is the first case of its kind in U.S. history. People need to note this. This isn't something that's happened before. This is all brand new on the heels of what you just reported, that there's been this bio research and this gain of function activity that's been taking place. And we're opening Pandora's box here in a way, are we not?
We are. And so the reason the Bill Martinez show is on the cutting edge right now is Saturday, Biden signed into law a spending bill that could apply $1 billion to future bird flu pandemic. And so there's literally, the flu is called out in this spending bill, $315 million is earmarked for a flu pandemic. Bird flu, when it comes to humans, will be a flu pandemic. And we just funded the next pandemic. Let me say that again slower.
Yes.
Congress just funded $1 billion for the next pandemic. And when I say that, we already know that there are bird flu vaccines that are being created for humans in conjunction with the USDA sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to Chinese scientists right now. And so the vaccines are already made. And so this $1 billion, part of it is for buying vaccines that have already been made for American citizens to line up and roll up their sleeve. And so when they say bird flu, don't miss it. That's actually flu A. That's a strain of flu A. And so people will go to the ER. I'm in the ER right now. And so they'll get a swab up the nose. They'll be told they got flu A. Bird flu is a strain of flu A. And so we have quick tests for it already. There's going to be a ramping up of the military countermeasures run by the Department of Defense. This is all in the bill. Congress just funded our next pandemic.
Yeah. Well, the two questions come to mind. Number one, what do they know that we don't know? Number one. And number two, how much more dangerous is this new iteration of bird flu?
So over 98% of the people that got COVID recovered. In contrast to that, you're going to have 10 to 15% of the people die from bird flu, according to Robert Redfield. How many people have died from bird flu in the United States so far in the history of the earth? Zero. And so for one person to die is significant, but he is saying that this is going to be on the scale of thousands of times the death of COVID.
You're talking three, four times worse than COVID, basically.
We're talking 1,000 times worse than COVID.
1,000 times worse. Wow.
Yes. And so when he says it's 10 to 15% mortality rate, we had 1.5% mortality rate with COVID. He's saying 15%. And so this is going to be on a different scale entirely. And it was just funded by the 1,012-page spending bill that was signed into law Saturday by Biden. It's amazing how all these things happen on Saturdays, weekends,
exactly.
Holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But in this bill, it talks about it literally talks about everything you just mentioned. You talked about the immigration and the border issue. It talks about carrying out Titles 2, 3, and 17 of the Immigration and Nationality Act. It's talking about bird flu and zoonotic infections. Zoonotic means an infection coming from an animal to humans, mm-hmm. and then being spread among humans. And that's $708 million of this bill that's already been earmarked, already paid for. Now the money's been set aside so it can be spent for the next pandemic. Sometimes you just are at a loss for words. We know that there was a disaster that we just are on the heels of with COVID that was made in the lab. Now it's irrefutable. And the same research, gain-of-function research, is happening with a highly pathogenic bird flu for the last 10 years. There's evidence that it's been being done in the United States and with U.S. taxpayer dollars around the world. And so we have the disease and the solution have already been created. They've already been making and dealing with bird flu in the lab, and they've made the vaccines at the same time, and now they've funded it.
And here it is, the politicians, what they're doing to us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you pursue the truth. No matter where it leads, you start to get answers, and you realize the consistent playbook here, particularly by politicians in general, the Democratic Party specifically, is they're the ones that burn the house down, and then coming on the back door, they play the role of the firemen that are going to put the fire out, and they look like the heroes when you go back to the genesis and realize no, these were the same people that perpetrated just to do an incredible amount of damage and to maintain their hands on the levers of power and control. Stay with us. We've got more from Dr. Bartlett after this.
Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants-funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Okay, I know I can't be alone on this. Is anyone else behind on their Easter prep? Because it snuck up on me. Good thing I went to Kohl's. I found Sephora Beauty Finds for under $25. That'll be perfect for my girl's basket. And I saved 40% on 2 dresses for them, too. Then I got myself a stylish dress for 20% off, plus an extra 15% off. Oh, and I earned Kohl's cash. Kohl's saves the day again. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sephora and kids' Easter looks. Coupons do not apply. 15% offer ends March 30th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
You know, I was just thinking, you know, in America at this very moment, there are many podcasts, there's news reports that are happening, but how many can you go to and get this kind of information that Dr. Richard Bartlett is sharing with us? And this is what this radio show is all about. We've been committed to pursuing the truth from a biblical worldview from day one. For over 15 years, we've been doing this to save lives. And to save lives not only in the temporal respect, but in the eternal respect as well. And what Dr. Bartlett has been sharing with us is, you know, is a warning, but it's also a bit of encouragement because, see, the last pandemic, we were caught on the heels of our feet, because we thought we could trust our education, educational system, institutions, and our government. We really believed that. And it really hit us in the face. And I think Dr. Bartlett, this country is still suffering from a little bit of PTSD from what we endured in this pandemic, but in the previous pandemic with COVID. But we're all the smarter about it. And now it's like, okay, we get the game. We get the contest. We see what they're doing to us. And again, we're reminded that knowledge is power. And we can go into this next iteration understanding that our government is not here to serve us. They have abandoned that idea a long time ago. And for whatever reason right now, you know, whether you look at the immigration, you look at health policies and that sort of thing, I mean, it's very diabolical, and you can get cynical over all this, can't you?
You can, but Bill, I appreciate that it is a biblical perspective because, you know, it says that my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Exactly.
But there's value in knowledge, and it says to seek wisdom, to seek knowledge, and so there is value in knowing what's coming.
Let me add this real quick, Dr. Bartlett. You cannot find wisdom apart from God. Okay, I mean, that's the bottom line. You disconnect from God, you become stupid. I mean, you purposely become stupid. And yeah. I'm saying this in all sincerity and in love, okay? I've lived enough of life to understand, even in my own life, I've got examples I could be sharing with you on how I rendered my own self stupid because I thought I knew better than God. Okay, and I've come to that conclusion, and based on my own experience and others that have gone through the same road and the same journey, a similar iteration of it, have discovered the same thing, and it's like, why didn't we, at 5 years old, grasp this and hold on to it? How many other calamities could I have avoided had I just followed God's law?
So there's winning strategies, and the only one that can give us winning strategies, inspiration, is God. And so
yes.
We just lived it with COVID. In the beginning of COVID, I was an ER doctor praying at the beginning of COVID, Lord, what do I do if someone has COVID and they come in here dying and they say I can't breathe? And as I got an answer to prayer while I was sleeping in the call room of a winning strategy that's now part of the national treatment strategy for COVID for India, also part of Australia's national response to COVID now. We're using an inhaled steroid budesonide. My point is, God gives a solution before there's a problem. It's always been available, but you got to ask him. And he does answer prayer. And it can be so practical. It can be so practical that in the Bible, you hear about a guy named Joseph that got a winning strategy to save the world from a famine. And so we know that there's $1 million that has been set aside now to fund the next pandemic, the experimental modified RNA shots that they're going to be pushing, all of the other, if there's monoclonal antibodies that are over at $1,200 a person. But you know what? Independent of the strategy, the scheme that they've already set the trap for, there's already solutions. So I'm going to say those for your listeners now, and they're going to be ahead of most doctors. We have a flu medicine called Xofluza, X-O-F-L-U-Z-A, and it's one and done. It's one pill, and that's the treatment for the flu. It is light years better than Tamiflu, the old flu medicine that we have. It's like flipping a switch. People take that pill, and they are better within hours. They feel tremendous relief almost immediately.
Zofluza. Dr. Barnes, spell that again, Xofluza. How do you spell it?
Yeah, X-O. F-L-U, like the flu, Z-A, X-O-F-L-U-Z-A, one and done, one pill. So many pharmacies are not carrying it. I've talked to pharmacists across the country, and I'm talking to asking if they have it, and they've never heard of it. But it's been out for 2 years, and so your listeners are ahead of the curve. When there is a flu pandemic, even if it's bird flu bioweapon that's been juiced up in a lab using the terminology of Dr. Rand Paul, we have something that's an effective tool already that's not experimental, that's been out for 2 years. We know
Do we have to get it by prescription?
It does require a prescription, but if someone is sick, if your loved ones are sick, you're armed with knowledge now.
Exactly.
And this is not an exotic, experimental, modified RNA shot that has dangers, proven dangers with the modified RNA technology that they continue to push. Unfortunately, they continue to push the modified RNA. When they say mRNA, they're lying. It's not mRNA, it's modified RNA. There's a difference. I'll explain it in another show. But the bottom line is there's danger with modified RNA shots. If they say, get your new RNA shot, run the other way. There's no long-term safety data still for the COVID shots. There's no, and the new flu shots are RNA. Run the other way. Don't cut in line. And so
when did they start including the RNA in the flu shot?
This year. It's ready for you. And it's been in collusion with Chinese scientists.
Now,
are you
it begs the question, why would they do this to us, Dr. Bartlett?
I don't know. Maybe they don't like us. But the bottom line is we have solutions. To look from a biblical perspective, God, who does answer prayer, he gives us the provision is provided before the problem ever presents itself. And we have Xofluza as a practical tool. Also, budesonide, because it's a respiratory virus, will also be very powerful because that's going to shut down the cytokine release, the inflammatory chemicals that were a part of the disease process with COVID, it will be a part of the disease process for bird flu when that happens. Mm. And it will happen. We've been promised it by CDC Director Robert Redfield.
Exactly. What about our immunity? Is there anything we can do to strengthen our immunity? Go ahead.
Thank you for bringing that up. The immune system, God-given immune system, is powerful and good. But listen, we're not talking about a virus. We're talking about potentially something that has been jacked with in a lab by gain-of-function bioengineering.
It's a bioweapon, right? Yes.
Right. And so you don't go to – no one comes to my emergency room and wants herbs, twigs, spices, vitamins. I'm okay with all that. But when we're dealing with something that's deadly, that has been created in a lab to kill, you need to take this serious as a heart attack. Yeah, try to be healthy, but some people, their health is beyond their control. They have diabetes, they have other issues, and they're doing the best they can. But you don't just write them off and say, "Oh, well, I guess you win some, you lose some." Heck no. We do everything we can, and we use real tools for real problems. And a bioweapon would be a real problem. I'm not saying it is going to be, but I'm saying sure looks like a lot of fingerprints here.
Well, it's pretty similar to what we experienced with COVID, right? I mean, if you're going to look at what they're going to do, look at what they've done. I mean, there's a pattern here, is there not?
I see the pattern. I'm calling it out. And the people that listen to the Bill Martinez Show are hearing it, and so we're spelling it out. If they go to johnfleetwood.com without an H, johnfleetwood.com, you can see the receipts of what's going on with the $1 billion that's been earmarked in the bill, already set aside to fund your next pandemic, and they literally call out an influenza pandemic. $315 million set aside of the $1 billion, but the rest of it, the $700 billion, is for a zoonotic infection. That will be like a bird flu going from a bird to a penguin to a Minnesota goat to humans, and then from human to human. That's what they are trying to make look. That's the illusion that's being created in mainstream media, that we have this naturally occurring evolutional process of a bird flu going from birds, where it's been for thousands of years, to humans all of a sudden being a big disaster. And they're not telling you, oh, by the way, we've been doing gain-of-function research, genetically splicing bird flu in a lab around the world with U.S. taxpayer dollars to make it more contagious for humans and more deadly for humans. They forget to tell you that part. And by the way, we're also making the vaccine that we're going to be pushing on you real soon.
Of course. Yeah, there they are, the firemen. All of a sudden, the guys that started the fire, they're there with the fire hose to put the fire out and look like heroes, like as if they're not culpable. So here we are, Dr. Barton, real quick here. We only got a minute left here. So we're coming into the election. We're 7 months away from the election. The pandemic worked very effectively for Joe Biden and the Democrats back in 2020. Is there some relationship here, possibly?
Certainly temporal relationship, but the bottom line is we're going to leave on a positive note.
Yes.
Zofluza, budesonide, winning strategies already available at pharmacies around the country at every corner. So keep those at the front of your mind when you hear this, and don't run and cut in line for an experimental jab.
Please. Please don't do that. And talk to your doctor. And as Dr. Bartlett said, your doctor may not know about this. So you can increase the knowledge of your own doctor by sharing this information with them. And again, where can they go for more information, Dr. Bartlett?
Two places. One is johnfleetwood.com, johnfleetwood.com. They need to stay in touch with the Bill Martinez Show. And also, they can go to budesonideworks.com. But johnfleetwood.com is a great source without an H.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I don't really